Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. Good morning. We are here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. He is taking your calls and your questions at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Both Sherry and Isaac are here.
Yes.
Sherry's always here. And we have a rotating seat of our Home Show Garden Pros. And Isaac is in that seat this morning from Spring Gardens Nurseries. You have heard from Nelson Nursing Water Gardens, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, and Nature's Way Resources. They all rotate through here, and it is so much fun having a rotating expert through, and Sherry banters back and forth with our experts, and it's just great. And I just sit here and watch them.
Right?
I'm just like, y'all are doing great. I'm going to take a coffee break. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. Give them a call at 281-833. 3333. And we have got Adrian on the line. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, ladies. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all the information you guys provide to us.
No,
What you got this morning?
Very good. Okay, I have two questions. One question is, you were talking about, Sherry, you were talking about your lantana, and you're saying yours is giving you a show. Mine's not giving me a show. I don't know what I did wrong. So the only thing I did do was midsummer, I did give it a haircut because I kind of like to keep them, you know, intact. I don't like them kind of spreading out too much because they start going into my Turk's Cap and my Cherry Barbados. So I don't understand why mine are not blooming.
Well, I'm going to let Isaac chime in here. Because he looks like he's about to say something.
Yeah. When was the last time you fertilized?
There you go.
Okay, so fertilized, I did that 2 weeks ago. Remember when it rained all of a sudden?
Yes.
Well, I was out here with my 624, my MicroLife Humate Plus. I was out here drenched, just going at it, throwing all of my fertilizer down. So that was two weeks ago.
Good.
If you want something quick, I would recommend the Maxi Bloom.
Okay.
That'll help. I also really like the Color Star. I like the Color Star Plus because it has a fungicide in it.
Yeah. That's from Nelson Plant Food.
Yeah, and I think you got out and you said you trimmed them midsummer.
Yeah, I gave them a haircut.
And see, I haven't cut mine at all.
Yeah.
And so I think I have just this huge flush of blooms. That and I do my seaweed every Friday.
Right. Your
my Friday night thing.
I adopted that, by the way.
Oh, I love it. You know what? It's like
I adopted that.
It's my Zen time. I think we need to start like a Facebook Live.
Yes.
Where?
Yeah. Oh, that's
because nice. I have so many people that are like, "Hey, I do the Friday night. We need to do it like date night, like a group date."
Yeah.
That's funny.
But I think with the cutting midsummer, and then now you've fed them, I bet they're going to put on a show here soon.
So you suggested the Maxi Bloom.
Yeah, Maximum Blooms is going to help spur some bloom on. But and then they should start budding up here for you soon.
Okay.
What variety are they?
Oh, my gosh. I got so many. I got three different varieties.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. The gold, something gold.
New gold.
I got that one. And then I got this white one. But it's lower than the new, as far as height. It's lower and it spreads more more aggressively, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the white bloom because I wanted
So that one, that one will bloom in the fall.
The white and the purple.
The white and the purple. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The other ones you can get going. The red one.
Okay.
I got a red one, and that's similar to New Gold. It's just red.
Yeah.
Okay. You are my soulmate because I'm obsessed with lantanas too. I know Anita Nelson sometimes. When I bring up the lantana obsession of mine, she rolls her eyes. She's like, you know, Sandy, there are other perennials besides lantanas.
Oh, but they're pretty.
They are so pretty, and they're tough.
Yeah.
You know, they're tough, but they're so delicate.
Exactly.
You know, I just love the combination.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And my bees love them. The bees love them.
Oh, and the butterflies.
Love them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and really quick, if I have a minute, and my second question is, I have a three-year-old, Mexican plum. I did send in a picture to your number, so I'm not sure if you'll be able to pop that up
today.
And see
you did
or not? Yes, I did.
She's going to pull it up right now, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. Sure. I can hang up, and you can peruse. No.
What's going on with your Mexican plum?
It's nothing. That's the problem. It's not any. It's I don't know. First, I noticed that there was a couple of months ago, there was some cobweb that was around the leaf area, and then I noticed spots, dark spots, white spots on it, on the leaf, like almost like a powdery mildew.
I don't see it.
I don't know.
So go to homeshowgardenpros.com. homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's a place that says Ask a Pro, and you can just download that picture. You're going to have to put your name, you're going to have to upload the picture and say you're not a robot, and we should get it. And we will respond to it if I get that during the show. So keep listening, but send it to homeshowgardenpros.com.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you again. Have a great day.
Thank you, Isaac.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Adrian.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. I'm hearing a lot of hope in our calls.
Yes.
So give us a call, whether you've got hope or whether you're discouraged. Just give us a call at 281-833-3333. There's a lot to talk about out in the garden, and there is hope in front of us. We will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Connecticut water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thing needs to be the size.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I just want to remind everybody about the website.
Yes.
So it is homeshowgardenpros.com. homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can send us a picture, and we get questions all week long, and we go through those questions when we have time, but it's great to call in because we can have a discussion about that picture that you send in.
Yeah, it's great for us to be able to put our eyes on things.
Yes, yes. So hopefully Adrienne can get that picture of her. What was a Mexican plum?
It was a Mexican plum, and Isaac had a good point, too. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't know what's going on with her Mexican plum, but trees in general. Go into what you were saying, Isaac.
Basically, a lot of people, they have like this big tree and they have this tiny little mulch tree.
Tree donut.
Oh, yeah.
The tree donut.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And
right.
I mean, we can go in. But the big thing is that mulching, and it's not always, I guess, practical, but it should be about the size of the canopy of the tree.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about the canopy.
Or we refer the drip line.
The drip line, the canopy. Okay.
And there's several reasons why. Is because if that's grass and not mulch, that grass is competing with water and nutrients with the tree. 90% of your tree roots are in the top 12 inches.
Okay. That's really important, especially when those trees are growing so quickly, which we want them to do.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of people think their tree roots are so deep.
Yeah. Right.
And they're not. They're just right there. Yeah.
So as your tree grows over the years or decades, your mulch needs to get bigger and wider.
And
so
be careful when
that.
You're mulching that you don't put it around the crown of the tree, because then you're going to have insect problems, you'll have fungal problems.
No volcanoes. So we are talking a lot about plants, new plants, whether you're adding landscaping or replacing. Mm-hmm. We have got, I had this conversation with Magnolia Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a new concept for us. So hang on and listen. Magnolia Gardens, you have seen their tag.
Yeah.
at all of our Home Show Garden Pros because their 1 gallons have a Plants for Texas tag on it. Mm-hmm. So I bet when we say that.
And their pots have a Texas on it.
Yes, yep. Their pots have it on there. So all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry these plants that Magnolia Gardens grows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I loved how you described, Isaac, you said they are well-adapted plants.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So native and well-adapted. Some of them are truly native. Uh-huh. So if you're looking for new plants and you want to plant more native things, you can look for this Plants for Texas tag at any of your Home Show Garden Pros.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a great time to be talking about these because if you want to change things up or you want to try something maybe that's a bit more hardy or you want easier success, this is a great plant plants to look for. So it's Plants for Texas.
And they have over 40 varieties.
Yes. And that they're focused.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that sounds like a lot, but it's pretty focused on, you know, easy success, variety, reliable, and tough as Texas.
Tough as Texas.
Which I really it's a great group to have, and they sell to all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So don't go to Magnolia Gardens. Go to a Home Show Garden Pro.
Yes.
Right.
And look for the Plants for Texas. It's Texas born. Texas tested for Texas gardens.
Yeah.
So that's really important.
What's nice is they've done, you know, tests, they've done trials over the years, experience of what works and, you know, what doesn't.
Right.
And these plants work.
So they have perennials, ornamentals, succulents. So go to our Home Show Garden Pros and look for that tag, you know, if you're interested in just sort of a focused, more Texas plant or variety that you'd like.
Something that's going to be hardy and make it through our summer.
Right, because they
and our winter.
And our winter.
and the winter spikes and the summer lasts, but these plants will make it through there. So look for that Texas for Plants. It's a great tag in the pot. You can't miss it. And just ask our Home Show Garden Pros when you go and visit. So we welcome Magnolia Gardens and the Plants for Texas, Texas born and Texas tested for our Texas gardens.
You got it.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Now, we were talking about the freeze and the drought, that we do have some people who are afraid. And we hear these, I'm sorry to say, but it's kind of a crazy idea that, I'm just going to wait till the spring. No.
No, don't wait.
No. Yeah. You do it now. And Isaac and Sherry were just explaining the why in planting now.
Yeah.
And we want to get, from my understanding, those roots established. Mm-hmm. Now, once I get a new tree or shrub in and I'm establishing those roots, how do I do that? How do I prep it and make sure it's gonna, the roots are really gonna get strong before any weather hits?
Yeah. Well, I would make sure that you have good soil, whether it be, you know, your flower beds, your shrubs, your trees.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that, and make sure that you're not planting too low.
Oh, yes. I've heard you talking about that. Don't plant them too deep because you kind of suffocate it, don't you?
Well, there's a couple things. One, if you plant at level or at grade, what happens, you know, gravity or it'll settle.
Oh, so it gets
and
even
so
more.
If you plant it at grade, over time it'll settle.
Okay.
Then it's going to be below grade and any kind of runoff, whether it be irrigation or rain, it's the water's going to go to the lowest spot.
Uh-oh.
So the water's going to sit there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have good drainage, you'll get, you know, root problems.
Okay.
And I've seen several trees drowned.
Oh, no. Okay. So
they're
make sure you're
drowned.
Not planting them too deep. Get great soil.
Yes.
This is in new plantings.
Right.
All right. What else can I do?
Well, you don't want to remove all of the native soil.
Right.
You want to incorporate the native soil. So
when
you dig your hole, mix your compost in with the native soil.
Okay.
So you want that plant to know how to work with that that soil.
Yeah. Good.
And one thing, especially on trees, that I recommend is you can use like a 4-inch corrugated like ADS like drainage pipe. And you put it the depth of the root ball on either side of the root ball.
Oh, yes, so I've heard you talk about that.
Call them observation tubes.
Yeah.
So you can actually see if you have
on
water in the tubes.
Mm-hmm.
Or you look in there and say, okay, it's dry. And you can actually put, you know, water hose in the tube.
Yeah.
And that water, you can do fertilizer. So that kind of helps.
Mm-hmm. So great soil.
Mm-hmm.
I've got new plants planted.
Mm-hmm.
Mulch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, anything
black velvet,
from Landscapers Ride. Anything before I put the mulch down? Any fertilizers or foods?
You know, I like the Humates, a lot of the MicroLife fertilizers. Mm-hmm.
Depending on what kind of plant you have, I guess, right?
Yeah, and every gardener is going to have a little bit different formula.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I really like the Ultimate.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then Nelson Plant Foods, we love those.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Depending on what shrub or plant that you're planting.
You got it.
All right. So there are things we can do to get a great start on our plants and shrubs.
And the super seaweed is a great, liquid to really help establish those roots.
A good boost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So all of these hints are going to prepare us for a winter, whether we have it or not.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be establishing all these 9 months until we get to summer.
Yes.
So summer, Sherry, you had said that summer is really the hard one sometimes on our plants.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's get them ready. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking about your lawn and landscaping here and what is on our task for this weekend at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. This is the second spring for planting after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
What's it worth to keep your cool? How about $69.95? That's all it takes to have an AirTech of Katy trained professional perform a 19-point AC checkup. They'll check your outside unit, the one in your attic, and everything in between for $69.95. Tom Tynan gets this exact same performance checkup every year. Get yours scheduled now from AirTechofKaty.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are here in the studio with Sherry, and Isaac is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning from Spring Gardens Nursery, taking your calls and questions and wins and losses, because we all have the wins and losses. I mean, I do. I'm the non-expert in the studio. So I definitely have wins and losses, but more wins than losses.
You know, I have a lot of wins.
Yes.
And I can tell you one of the reasons why.
Yes.
Is because of azomite.
It's magical.
It is. Yeah. It really is. It does so much for your soil and your plants that it helps to get through all these stressful times. And we just came off of a very stressful summer.
We do.
Yeah.
We're starting to kind of mellow out with our temperatures.
Yes.
And we'll start getting rain. So that'd be a great time to apply your azomite to help recover your grass.
Yeah.
Sandy, you had some.
I did. I had a great.
A great win.
I know. It was right before I went on the trip, mid September,
uh-huh.
and I had my bag of azomite, and we had that rain kind of come out of nowhere. And Adrian was talking about it, and I was laughing how she was spreading her. I think she was using MicroLife or something else, but she was spreading whatever it was before the rain. I was out there in the rain with my azomite.
Yep.
And my neighbors, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, you may be laughing at me now, but maybe not later.
You watch my green grass.
And it is so green.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So I spread it, and it's so easy. I mean, and I've got a kind of a large yard area, and I took care of that. We went out of town for 2 days, came back, and I mean to tell you, it's so happy. And that's the one that I'm talking about, that one area also that I absolutely was writing on my list that I would need sod.
Yeah.
And the azomite, in 3 days,
has
I had sprigs
it.
Of green coming
and
up.
And so we have a lot of recovery going on.
Yes.
So we need to get our azomite put out. That's going to soften our soil.
Okay.
It's going to replace the minerals. It's going to boost that immune response to help it get recovered. And we need to do some recovery before we go into the winter.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't have as many weeds.
Now, tell me about the micronutrients, because that's what we're putting in there with the azomite.
Right. It's
why
just
do I need
like
that?
When we're boosting our immune response. We're taking vitamins and minerals to help us get through a stressful time.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing the same thing for our landscapes.
Right.
So it's just a granular mineral supplement
mm-hmm.
from A to Z, basically. And And when we supplement these minerals, it's gets rid of all the stresses.
Yeah. Yes.
And helps it get through this the next stressful period,
which
will be rain, I'm sure. Right. So we want to go ahead and get our azomite out. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of the recovery that we can have in the month of October.
It resurrected. It brought back to life. Yeah. I could not believe it. It was just not only great for the grass that was already green, but the area that I thought for sure was straw.
Yeah. And it's not just great on our grass. It's great on our vegetables.
Yes.
And if we're going to grow our own vegetables, we want them to be the healthiest they can be.
Exactly.
And if we're making food for us to eat, mm-hmm. we want it to be full of nutrients. And so that's how we put the nutrients in, through things like the azomite.
Right. So get your bag of azomite. It's sold at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. It's a great product. It needs to be on that garden shelf. So azomite, it will help remineralize your soil just in one bag.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it takes. So pick up a bag at your local Home Show Garden Pros. Azomite is a great product.
Yes, absolutely. That's something everybody needs to add to their list.
I know. Right. I was just so thrilled.
Yes.
And this is, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I know there's lots of products out there. There are lots of things you can do. And Sherry, you talk a lot about misinformation. Well, here's the place to ask us.
Yes.
Because Sherry and Isaac can answer your questions and guide you through it. And I love the way, Sherry, how you remind people that a variety is a good thing.
Yes. Diversity.
Right. Diversity.
Yes.
Right. And the products that we recommend are safe and so good for our soil health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just the products, but the plant selection.
Yes.
And we want to diversify everything in nature, because then we can have, you know, more going on.
Right.
And more species of bugs and birds and butterflies, and
give them a variety.
Uh-huh. And then whenever we use the good products, we're diversifying what's under the ground.
Yes.
But I also think it's important, right plant, right place.
Yes.
Ooh, I like that. Right plant, right place.
And especially right now with a lot of planting going on, let's really think about what we're putting there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I see this a lot of times, and I'm sure you do too, with crepe myrtle selection.
Yeah.
People will come in and go, I have a crepe myrtle and it's been there for 20 years and it's only 6 foot tall, but I want it to get 20 foot tall. And it's like, well, you put the wrong variety.
Right.
That's a varietal.
You can want all you want.
Yeah. If you can't make something that gets 6 foot tall, get 20 foot tall.
And boy, there's a variety of crepe myrtles.
Oh, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Crepe myrtles are not all created the same.
No,
they aren't. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Okay, so you may be thinking about granules. You may be thinking about liquids. We'll talk more about that when we return right after this.
Everybody loves a pool, unless it's a dirty pool of water in your parking lot or street. When concrete settles, rain gathers, creating dirty pools that linger. Fix it without an expensive concrete replacement. Concrete Raising Corporation levels driveways, parking lots, and streets for 30 to 50% less than the replacement. And they'll do it in hours, not days. Safer, drier, faster. Concrete Raising Corporation. Tell your boss or HOA. Get a free estimate. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
It's more compact.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I need to write that on my list, Isaac. Isaac was just talking about Vitex, and there's a more of a shrub variety.
Yeah, Pink Pinnacle.
Pink Pinnacle. All right. I need to send that and make sure we get that on my list for my project coming up.
I'm sure Charlie's thanking Isaac right now. Great. Another tree.
You're welcome, Charlie.
I don't know if listeners remember, but I H-A-T-E fences.
Yes.
I really do. I look out there and I don't want to see that. I want to see my shrubs and my flowers and my bushes and my trees. So, you know, if I ever see a fence part, I'm like, oh my goodness, I need something in front of it.
Well, one thing that you can do, you can put vines. I don't recommend to put them on the fence, but you can do like a trellis.
Mm-hmm. I got some beautiful trellises from Plants
I like
for
to
all
use
seasons.
Cattle panels.
Uh-huh.
You can do cattle panels, and I do like T-post and then attach the cattle panels. You can do just like zip ties.
Yeah.
And so you're not going to damage your fence, but yet at the same time, it'll cover.
Right.
And there's a large variety of vines that
you can put
on there, different shapes, textures,
what
colors.
What were they, English ivy that I bought from Plants for All Seasons?
No, they were fatsias.
Yes. Okay. Well, I got
variegated leaves. Yeah.
Yes. I love the variegated because it gives you that nice variety. You know, maybe you don't want color, but you don't want everything just green.
Yeah.
Well, there's color in foliage and then there's color in flowers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, exactly. And I love the variety.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like my yard can look like a bit of a hodgepodge, but I like it that way.
Hey, it makes you happy.
Well, yeah.
There's different styles.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, especially where we're at in the Woodlands, a lot of our customers like that formal kind of, you know, cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. They want the shapes.
Right.
I like more of an English style, you know, free flowing perennials.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very fun.
Yeah.
Well, right before we went off to a break, I was saying that let's touch on that granules and spray versus, mm-hmm. because there might be listeners who are like, okay, now which one do I use and when do I use it?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, because we said we need to start planting now, and we talked mm-hmm. about the soil. So now with feeding our plants and our lawns, mm-hmm. what are some great options and things to think about, granules versus spray?
Well, I always recommend both. If you're doing initial planting, mm-hmm. you can incorporate that like in the hole or in your planting in your soil.
Uh-huh.
If it's already, you know, established, you can do a top dress. And I also, if you're out there working, putting out a granular fertilizer, go ahead and put out a liquid. You're already out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think feeding is kind of a preference over time that you develop.
Yeah.
But being in the nursery industry, I am a big advocate of liquid foods.
Yes.
In conjunction, like you said, with the granule. But I think homeowners need to play with it and kind of see.
Right.
You know, granules last longer.
Yes.
And I think that's what you were talking about earlier. When you put a granule out, it's mm-hmm. slow release and lasts longer.
Right. I like the combo, the 1-2.
Yeah.
You do a liquid and a granular. And a lot of people, mostly, because a lot of people come into me, they show me pictures or bring me mm-hmm. leaves and said, well, my plant doesn't, you know, look very good. It's off color. I'm like, well, when was the last time you fertilized? Well, I fertilized in the spring.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, when was the last time you ate? I assume you ate breakfast, you know, this morning. And I said, your plant, I love, you know, Nelson Plant Food, their slogan, your plants are hungry, feed them.
Yes. Yeah.
And people need to be reminded.
Yes.
That's right. Right. They're not, you can't just leave them on their own.
No, we need, you know, consistent, constant nutrition.
Right.
Yeah, your plant can't go to the store on its own. Depends on you.
Well, just like your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my kids are pretty dependent upon me. I have to feed
them
because they won't feed
them. Mine are very mobile now. They drive and they go to fast food a lot.
So. Oh, yeah.
That's a good point that you brought up because you can give your plants food, but it's the right food, something that's nutrient rich.
Right. And we talk a lot about all of them. I mean, all of our fertilizers that we talk about are just key.
Yeah.
And a variety. Yes. I know, Sherry, you remind me all the time. Yes, a variety is good for them.
Yeah. I don't always feed the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Over and over. I don't want to eat the same thing.
Right.
Right.
So we've talked about feeding and planting, mm-hmm. and this is a great time to plant. And we had a caller earlier who was asking us about, he's been seeing these dead magnolia trees.
Yes.
And, you know, trees are a huge investment, and they do a lot for your property value, trees in our lawns. And we have got an expert for you, Woodlands Tree Experts. Ed Dolphin owns Woodland Tree Experts, and he's been nurturing and loving trees since 91. So he's sort of the tree whisperer.
It's funny. I ran into Ed at the Waco Tree Conference
because
I've known Ed for almost 25 years. And he and I used to work a lot together. He used to work for another tree company, and I ran into him at the conference.
Yeah.
So
yes.
It was cool to see him again.
Well, it's great to have him on board
because
Ed is sort of like the doctor. Mm-hmm. The doctor is to us, Ed is to your trees.
Yes.
So he can come out and he can help you evaluate, because be really careful. We really want to use Woodland Tree Experts. He is an arborist, because, you know, you may have someone who calls himself a landscaper.
There's a lot of people out there that call themselves tree doctors that are not tree doctors.
And, you know, and we'd hate for you to lose something that we can nurture back to health.
Yeah.
So Woodlands Tree Experts, Ed, is going to give you the right information. He's going to be able to look at your tree and evaluate what's going on, whether it's the mulch and soil problem or whether it's a bug or whether it's just...
Yeah, I mean, he's trained to look at a tree and understand what the problem is, and he can do things that a homeowner won't have access to to treat it.
Right.
But he'll let you know, is there something we can do to save this tree?
Right.
Or do we just need to remove it?
Right. And then find something new to plant. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Woodlands Tree Experts, and his name is Ed. He's a great resource and an arborist for you. You can call him directly at 713-703-2701. Mm-hmm. WoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Or you can go to HomeshowGardenPros.com, and we have a list of all of the people that we talk about. So Woodlands Tree Experts.
Yeah, one little fact I thought was really kind of cool listening to Ed talk. Trees transpire 500 gallons of water in one day. Wow. So no wonder seeing a lot of damage or dead trees. I know we have some big ones up in our neck of the woods. Because we haven't had rain.
Right, right.
Don't tell me that, Sherry. My water bill just went up again.
And now that's what it transpires. So, I mean, that's a lot to think about.
Yeah, so that's Woodlands, a lot of water.
It is.
Yep.
That is a great piece of information. That's very visual. You understand
and,
why.
And, I mean, that's hard to give it, you know, that much at one time. So it's little by little.
Mm-hmm. Deep watering.
Yep.
And Ed can guide you on that. The watering and the nutrition that your trees need. So Woodlands Tree Experts. Talk to Ed. Yeah. WoodlandsTreeExperts.com. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here with Isaac from Spring Gardens Nurseries. He is taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll talk to you after this.
I just thought of one thing. How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. And we have got Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery here taking your calls at 281-833-3333-281. 833-3333. We have had a variety of calls, and there's hope in our future. This is the second spring. We need to be planting.
There's so much to do in the yards.
There is.
It's exciting.
It is. And the weather is reasonable. You know, it's like, this is, we love Houston.
There's a hint of fall in the air.
It's going to get better.
Yes. Yeah. There's hope. So another item that we love to have on our shelf is Nelson Plant Foods.
Yes, I think it's a must.
It is.
If you live in Texas and you garden in the Gulf Coast region, he has an amazing span of species-specific products.
And that's important.
And especially this year with all the stress that our plants have endured, we need to really kind of hone in on what their special needs are.
Right.
Hibiscus, you're showing me a hibiscus picture. You need to get your Nelson's hibiscus food.
Right.
Get it out. Give it some feed. Roses. Mm-hmm. And roses have taken a huge hit this summer.
Okay.
They have special needs. So we need to get Nelson's rose food.
And crepe.
Yeah. Crepe myrtles.
Yeah.
They have a crepe myrtle food. Right. I just sent somebody that lives out close to Belleville. She was like, what do I feed my crepe myrtles with? I said, well,
your neighbor
makes crepe myrtle food. And she was like, oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Yeah, Nelson plant food.
Nelson plant food. Your plants are hungry. You need to feed them. Yes. We were just talking about that.
Right. So you made the comment about the carbohydrates. Uh-huh. They have a great granular. You can use it on anything, but it's called Carboload.
Yes, for your fall lawn feeding.
For your fall lawn. And what's nice is it has a pre-emergent in it.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yes.
And that helps prevent the weeds because our weeds are going to be awful this year. Yep. Mm-hmm. So putting a pre-emergent down with your fall fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And the thing that makes a fall fertilizer different is the last number. So when we're talking lawn foods, our last number is going to be elevated. It's going to be increased.
Okay.
And so our last number is our is potash. And so that's going to help with beefing up that cell structure and a carbohydrate store. And carbohydrates are kind of like antifreeze. So that is going to kind of help get our plants through the winter.
And you can get that with our Nelson plant food.
And Carboload. Carboload is great. So for more information on Nelson's plant food, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com or you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Right. Nelson plant food.
Yes.
Great product to have on your shelf.
And a lot of your fall fertilizers have the higher, you know, K, which is the potassium, and they also have a lower nitrogen because you don't want a lot of nitrogen going into the fall.
Right. So all of our Home Show Garden Pros, when you go to any of them, Nelson Nursing Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, and we have Spring Gardens Nursery today here. You go into those locations and you don't have to just talk to Kelly at Plants for All Seasons or Isaac at Spring Gardens.
Right.
Everybody there can help you decide what it is that maybe you need to be feeding and nurturing your plants with. And a variety is great. As Sherry reminds me all the time, that's a good thing. But you've got a lot to choose from of really good products.
Right.
All the way. Nelson Plant Foods. We've got Landscaper's Pride.
Microlife.
You know, all of them. Azomite. So, you know, depending on what you need, just let them know and they can help you because that's why we love our Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
Easy to work with and great information. So, you mentioned roses. Mm-hmm. One of you mentioned roses are stressing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably one of the number one things that people bring in pictures of to the nurseries is what's going on with my roses?
Yeah.
Is it
They've never done it. Well, there's a few things.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of it's, you know, the stress from the heat.
Yeah.
They're stressed out. And I think a lot of people were a little hesitant to feed them with the heat.
They thought they were going to burn.
Right. So what I would do is recommend to trim them back.
Okay.
When you do trimming right now, I wouldn't do any more than a third.
Okay. So just a little bit.
Yeah. You just want to trim them back, kind of shape them a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have a lot of, you know, cross branching. You want to trim them, you know, fertilize them again. I do a granular and a liquid.
Oh, both.
Yeah.
All right.
Do your Nelson's plant food drench it with like a seaweed or Maxim Bloom.
Uh-huh. Nice. Well, granular, I really like the 624, the acidifier.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one's good because, azaleas, roses, camellias, they like a lower pH, and that fertilizer has higher sulfur. It has 14% sulfur. So that's going to help lower the pH.
Okay. All right.
For your acid-loving plants.
So those roses, just a little bit of trimming.
Mm-hmm.
Let's feed them.
Yep.
So both granular and the liquid would give them
roses
the nice
love our fall.
Yeah.
Our winter and our spring.
Yeah. September, October.
Yeah. Okay. They just don't like the middle of summer.
Right. Right. That really crispy heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's get them nurtured and take care of those guys because they're going to recover.
Yeah.
One thing with roses that I want to bring up is you want to be careful with watering the foliage, especially at night, because you can get fungal problems. Black spot is very common.
They're not really a fan of the sprinkler system.
Right.
Thanks for that reminder, because I've heard you say that before.
Well, with the roses, you want to water the ground, not so much the foliage.
Yeah. Now, but when we do the super seaweed, you want us to spray the foliage or
sure.
not? Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's just the direct sprinkler system.
It's just getting the leaves wet when it's dark.
And for no reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So thank you for that information on nurturing those roses, because I have some bushes and they don't look too bad, but I do need to kind of give them a little boost of maybe the Nelson's plant food for the roses. And then I'll do I think I'm going to try the Maxi Bloom.
Yeah. Well, and it's good whenever they bloom. and their spent blooms to deadhead it. I like to feed every time that I trim.
Okay. That's a good reminder. Okay.
So you don't forget.
Yes. Yeah.
Or well, just every Friday night with Sherry. Super seaweed.
Right? Yeah. Right. Well, you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rocheron. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Don't let the scorching heat stop you from enjoying your lawn and garden. At Plants for All Seasons on 249, we've got you covered with our full-service garden center. We're here to provide answers to all your most perplexing gardening issues. Are summer insects driving you crazy? Don't fret, our knowledgeable team can help you identify those pesky critters and provide you with effective solutions to keep them at bay. Are you unsure if you're over or underwatering your plants? We understand the struggle. Our experts will guide you through the watering maze and help you figure out the perfect balance for your plant's needs. We're passionate about helping you succeed in all your lawn and garden adventures. Whether you're a seasoned gardener or just starting out, our team is dedicated to providing you with the best advice, tips, and tricks to make your green space flourish. So don't let the summer heat dampen your gardening spirit. Visit Plants for All Seasons on 249 and let us be your go-to resource for all things lawn and garden. From plants to tools, fertilizers to pest control, we've got everything you need to create the garden of your dreams. Plants for All Seasons is located on Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Road. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you, Kelly, from Plants for All Seasons.
She does such a good job with her little commercials.
She does. And she does a great job with stocking that nursery.
Yes, she does.
Oh, my goodness. Plants for All Seasons.
It's exploding.
It's exploding. And mm-hmm. Spring Gardens Nursery, you walk into the Home Show Garden Pros, and it is just beautiful. It is spring, second spring. So
second spring.
It's gorgeous. They
with
are
fall colors.
Stocked, right. Yeah, with fall colors. Stocked and ready to go. And then also all of the fertilizers. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. When you have on your list, you know, shrubs and fall colors, annuals or perennials, when you go to our Home Show Garden Pros, they can also give you the they can also sell you the fertilizers. But they'll
and
have
the soils,
all of that. The soils.
And everything you need to take care of.
Right. So you don't need to go anywhere else.
Right.
We encourage you to, you know, buy local. We love mm-hmm. our Home Show Garden Pros. Family owned and operated, every one of them.
Yeah.
So great locations. Thank you, Miss Kelly. Kelly, and she's fun to have on because mm-hmm. Kelly's related to Sherry.
Yeah.
And that's always a fun.
We go way back.
Yeah, that's a fun dynamic. And good morning. We have got Maureen on the line. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning. I'm so happy to hear your variety of foods for the various things that I have.
Good, so yes.
My okra is still producing, but I know eventually it's got to stop. So when
does
will it? Stop?
Does it have to?
Yeah, no, I've got in the freezer and I eat as much as I can.
Your neighbors are like, no more okra.
What's your address?
Exactly. I wanted to kind of get a rough idea. What I put in there originally to get it started because it was a new bed was some azalea soil. And I thought, am I crazy? But the okra has done fantastically. Plus, microlife when everything was going good. But great. Now I can see it's trailing back, and I want to see what I can put in there. My thought right now was to listen to you, and what I want to put in are tomato plants. Is that okay? I have other spots if it's not.
Well, I mean, as long as it's producing, I mean, it is going to, you know, slow down and stop producing. I mean, I'd maybe ride that train as long as you want.
Yeah, you're just done with it.
Yeah.
Take it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But she can
replant
tomatoes.
But as far as tomatoes go, right now, I mean, if you had a decent sized tomato, I would say, sure, you could go ahead and get it planted in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I missed the window of opportunity for my tomatoes because I decided to go on vacation this year.
Well, you must have had a good time, though.
I went to Italy. I think I had a lot of fun.
That's cool.
But as far as starting new ones right now, like little ones or even from seed, it's too late.
Okay,
right.
For tomatoes.
Yeah.
No, I purchased the plants several weeks back.
Okay.
So they're pretty, you know, they're at least a foot plus.
Yeah.
And some of them are already blooming. I do have a bee attractor flowering plant. So I put the tomatoes near it, hoping that they would get fertilized. And it is working.
Okay,
good. But what should I put in when I finally do take out the okra?
I would amend with, you know, some good compost or a good garden mix. I would do some, you know, organic granular fertilizer and also some liquid, the super seaweed, you know, Ocean Harvest.
Now, are you asking what plant you should plant?
Yeah.
Well, I was.
Or what veggie. Yeah. Oh, okay.
But it seems to be okay because I've got to get the soil,
you know,
turned over and augmented. And so I was looking for a lot of little hints. And I know your time is running short.
Oh, thank you.
So I was nervous to make sure that you would tell me, you know, how I could get started.
Well, you can do
that. Otherwise, I have to wait a week. All right, go ahead.
Well, you could do the tomatoes, and there's, we talked about diversity. You could do some other, cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Broccoli.
Ooh. Broccoli.
Oh, broccoli's fun to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much at the nursery.
Kale.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Onions.
Mustard greens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, this is the time.
I'm
radishes.
I know.
And it makes for a great veggie smoothie.
Right.
And beets. Like, yeah. I mean, carrots. Oh, there's so much you can do right now. It's very exciting time.
Is that carrots?
Uh-huh. You got it.
All right. I'm in heaven.
Great.
Awesome.
Get going here.
Thank
you so much. I enjoy listening. I will call back in a couple of months when I'm ready to harvest.
All right. Thank
Sounds
you.
Great, Maureen. Thanks for calling.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry and Isaac, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
M20628, TACLB, 824888E, TECL 30557.
20 years ago, I started Abacus Plumbing with just 5 employees. I had this idea that if we could give customers a true VIP experience, then our customers would take care of us. And boy, did they. Abacus now serves over 40,000 customers a year. So if you have any plumbing need, I hope you call Abacus because you can count on us.
AbacusPlumbing.net.
Every rose has its thorn.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi there, gardeners. It's Shelby from Nature's Way Resources. I'm here today to tell you about our organic native hardwood mulch. If you want to protect your plants in the summer heat, our mulch acts as a shield against extreme temperatures, regulating the soil and keeping it cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Your plants will thank you as they thrive in the perfect environment. The best part about our organic hardwood mulch is that they break down. Over time, they enrich the soil with vital nutrients, promoting healthy root growth and lush foliage. Now, if you're worried about sustainability, with our organic hardwood mulch, you can garden with a clear conscience. It's sourced responsibly, ensuring minimal impact on the environment. It's a win-win for you and for Mother Nature. If you're ready to transform your garden into a thriving oasis, visit Nature's Way Resources in Conroe, Texas today and ask about our organic hardwood mulches. It's the secret to your gardening success. Take I-45 to 1488, go east right over the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Nature's Way Resources, Soil and Garden Center. And now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. You have been listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we love our listeners and our callers. We have so much fun with everybody.
Yes. Good mix of different calls today.
Oh, my gosh. I know. We've talked about veggies and trees and
grass.
Grass and, yes, and shrubs and different things we can plant and lantanas. Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we have had Isaac here in the studio from Spring Gardens Nursery. Up north by Klein Oak High School, beautiful location, huge location. So you've got the lovely nursery. And then right across your parking lot, you've got this tree, I want to say farm. It's not a farm, but it's where you have
all
your trees.
It's our growing area.
Oh, my gosh.
Where we grow larger trees and shrubs. We've got 6 acres. And what's kind of nice is we have control of what we grow, how we grow it.
Mm-hmm. And it's so big that Isaac had to take me on a golf cart to drive around to look at the trees.
That was mostly for me.
So was it?
So I'm more efficient.
Get to play with the toys.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
tools.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So Spring Gardens Nursery, go and visit them. Visit all of our Home Show Garden Pros. They're all alike, but they're all different. Mm-hmm. The arrangement of all of them are so organized and beautiful, and this is just the best time to go out and load up the trunk or your truck with whatever you need to plant and add to our lawns and landscaping.
And y'all have several things on sale right now, right?
Yes, yes. And, we're starting our October sales. We're a day early, but tomorrow's October. We've got some great sales. 1 gallon, we've got Dallas Red Lantana. We talked about Lantana. We've got, 1 gallon for $1. We've got variegated Artesia. We've got a lot of, shady houses.
Uh-huh, yes.
That don't have a lot of light, so that's a great ground cover. Mexican sedum is, a great succulent.
And that's evergreen, too, because I have that around an oak tree. It's beautiful.
It's great, low maintenance, drought tolerant.
Okay.
Great plant. And we've got marigolds. Now's a great time for marigolds.
Only
$1. We've got some vines. We've got perennials. We've got, butterfly weed.
Just all of it. So when you're going and you're planting your veggies, aren't marigolds, it's a good thing to have around, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Excuse me, for your veggie garden. But you've just got everything out there at Spring Gardens Nursery.
We've got trees. If you're looking for a shade tree, privacy, we kind of specialize because of the area that we're in the woodlands. Uh-huh. A lot of people don't want to see or be seen. So they want that privacy, whether it be a tree, a shrub.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, great. Well, you've got to visit Spring Gardens Nursery. Easy to get to, just up off of Goslin Road and near Klein Oak High School. So Spring Gardens Nursery. And thank you, Isaac, for...
Yeah, we're right across the bridge and right by Butler House, which is a restaurant.
Yes.
So once you see Butler House, start putting on your left blinker.
Yeah.
And well, good. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And thank you for all that Spring Gardens Nursery update. And we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.